This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, folks, to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
We're brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Last week, I had a chance to sit down with ranchers, ranch families from around St. Anthony, North Dakota. They're at the epicenter, really, of this illegal encampment, this protest. You know, protests are all about the First Amendment, right? And unfortunately, what's been lost in a lot of this is there's not been a lot of First Amendment exercise. There's been more lawlessness. And the professional protesters are very good at, you know, getting out on social media and getting out through all their channels, all of their propaganda. The people that we're going to talk to today, they just are regular people that are trying to go about their everyday lives. And by the way, I detected not one ounce of animosity to anybody that is here prayerfully, peacefully protesting. None of it. I didn't detect a shred of, concern over somebody's race, creed, color, nothing. Okay? What I did is get a sense of people who want their lives back and who are very upset, as am I, about terrorizing, about inciting riots, about trespassing, about vandalizing, about those kind of things. And we all ought to be. And quite honestly, there's not enough people concerned about it that are leaders. Now, we set this event up through the help of the North Dakota Farm Bureau and asked to just put the word out if there were any ranchers at all, any farm families that had been in a tough spot over these last now nearly 70 days to let us know. We wanted to hear their story. The reason I asked them to tell their story, and I said, look, I'm not going to tell anybody your name. I'm not going to, you know, try and do anything that would bring you more harassment, was because I wanted the rest of us to understand what they're going through and maybe engage and also take some action. Friday on the program, I started an effort that we're going to continue. We won't have much time for it today, but it is continuing. We have requests out to a lot of people for answers on what's going to be done about the kids, the children, at these illegal encampments. This is no place for kids. Look at the calendar, folks. 17th of October. Getting cooler by the day. Not to mention, look at the 140 arrests. Look what they've been arrested for. Look at their rap sheets.
Especially this past weekend.
Yeah. I mean, the things these people have done, they're known for. And they're here. And they're harassing neighbors. And they have kids in harm's way. So the intent here is for you to hear this and demand that it be dealt with properly. What are you doing about these kids? What are you doing about these ranch families and their kids and the trauma they're going through? Those questions need to be asked of every government official. Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer of Morton County joined us at this town hall event and took questions from the folks in the crowd, which I thought was fantastic. Anything that came up, a particular concern, we would ask the sheriff to give us some answers, and he was fantastic. Really was to spend a lot of time with these folks, hearing them, and he wasn't hearing anything new. He'd heard these things before, and he's as concerned as anybody, and gave them some answers. But I learned a lot of things, and I think you will too. We are going to air that town hall from St. Anthony in its entirety tonight between 7 and 9 p.m. on 550 KFIRE. All right? Get the iHeartRadio app, KFYR, if you want to hear it wherever you are. Or tune in AM 550 and listen to it tonight. Okay, that'll be the entire, literally from the moment it began until it ended. Today you'll hear many, many, many of the excerpts from that particular event. And you know, one that really stuck with me is, and I thought about it, if it was you or I that had people in our yards, outside our homes, at all hours of the day and night, how well would you sleep? Well, cut four, Todd, and listen to this.
We're awake all night. We're aware of everything that's going on, where we never, nothing's never used to bother us, you know. We double lock and triple lock our doors, and every sound we hear, we're awake and checking things out. And
yeah, that's...
There's always something going on.
And there's a toll for that, too.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, wear and tear and just mental anguish from putting up with it, which so many people are right now, you know.
Absolutely.
What about your neighbors? What kind of things do you hear that concern you the most?
Well, they feel the same way we do. These are some of our neighbors here, and we were surprised about how easy we had it before. Now, every time there's a strange vehicle driving around, we recognize that it is, and you know, things going on down at the boat dock all the time, and we weren't able to go camping this summer, and weren't able to use the boat dock a lot of times, and
it's different.
Yeah, and then we have side by side. We like to go and drive through the country roads and over the hills and stuff like that, and can't do that either because we don't feel safe.
Yeah, it's challenging. What would you do if you were a king for a day with this thing?
Tell them guys to go home.
Go home.
Send them home. It's about time.
All right, let's go to cut five, Todd. Right into that next.
I was out west of town here a while back, and I saw one of them carrying a pistol tucked in his belt, and he was pretty adamant about showing it off. And I know I read on Facebook that these guys aren't out here. You know, they say that they're not out here to terrorize farmers, and the locals would not, but I believe that's complete BS. And I just want them to know that I can't speak for everyone else, but I'm not afraid to defend myself and my family if it comes down to it.
Have you ever really felt that was necessary living in this part of North Dakota before?
Oh, no. Not in the slightest.
You know, we've had calls from ranchers say, hey, this probably, you won't believe us, but we don't normally carry when we're out and about, but boy, we do now. I mean, you feel that you're hearing that from your neighbors as well?
Yeah, yeah. I carry a .44 Magnum with me everywhere I go. No, it's just the way it is.
Did you have any words with the fellow you ran into before, waving his pistol around?
No, I didn't. I didn't say anything. I try to keep distance from him. I don't want to make anything worse than I have to. I have four small children. I don't need to worry about them. I'm gone 5 days a week out west, so I just don't want to have to worry about them, I guess. But my wife ain't afraid to throw a few slugs through the door if she has to.
I've lost like 3 days of working already because I couldn't go to work because of them. So, and I don't really want to say where I work because I don't want them around me.
I don't blame you for that, that's for sure. But, you know, what happens when you tell the people at work, I couldn't get there because of the protest activities?
No, that's not the case. I couldn't go to work because they shut my job down.
Oh, I see. You're saying that there was no work to do.
Yeah, kind of.
All
There's
right.
work to do. I just couldn't go because it would be dangerous for others that I work with, their kids. So.
Yeah, and let's talk about kids, because, you know, yesterday, and I've seen the photos for the last couple of months, but to actually see the encampment up close, you really say, how in the world is this any place for kids? How, you know, what's going there? So just to talk a little bit about what concerns you most about kids.
Well, the thing is, I work at a school, a small school around this area, and the kids are on lockdown this whole time. They're not getting fresh air. They need that. And some of the littler kids don't understand, and they're very scared. You know, they don't know what's going on, so they're worried. They shouldn't have to be worried. They're little kids. And so that's a big concern of ours, is the kids, you know.
And, of course, this whole deal has pretty much chewed up the entire beginning of the school year. So, so traumatizing, obviously, when you're doing a lockdown. Walk us through what happens with a lockdown and what the kids need to do.
The doors are locked the whole time school's on, and then the parents have to ring the doorbell to come and get their kids. And the kids can't go out for recess, lunch, or anything. So until they come and get them, that's where they're at, is inside the whole time.
Wow. Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, hunting has been kind of difficult, too. My better half has had trouble. He has some land west of town here, and he was a little intimidated, too, going out there. He's seen a bunch of people, and he was kind of a smarty pants before he left and said what he's going to do, but he was pretty scared. So, yeah, I don't know. It's been really terrifying.
Sure. Kirk Meyer was asked about that issue from a couple of folks that were participants in the town hall related to, you know, what are we supposed to do? You know, you're out there hunting like you would any other time, and then you're encountered by some of these folks that are trespassing, that are terrorizing, and answered it well. We'll share that with you here coming up in just a little bit. A lot of concerns for kids, the kids and their safety. There's just how kids are reacting to all this, the fear. Who's in our yard? You know, why do we need police escorts for a bus? More coming up when we continue our special St. Anthony Town Hall with the ranch families around the Dakota Access Pipeline. After this, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Piper's today to get your free Piper's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Piper's.com.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks do them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, over 26 million pieces of glass, and they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms. 701-793-0710.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Polar Service Center is looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. If you have about 3 years tank and management experience, give Gary a call. I'm going to give you the number in just a moment here. This is a company that really does it right. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. Minnesota company. They make the trailers there. They have 30 service centers around the country. Two in North Dakota, in Williston and at Killdeer. And we have connected them with a lot of employees that who now love working there and tell us that whether it's the 401k matching the great medical benefits with the just incredible full, they play all the medical for you and your family, low deductibles, competitive pay. We've hired the folks that have gone on to make $32, $33, $34, $35 an hour. Incredible. Call Gary at 701-495-3592. They're also any kind of tanker trailer parts experience. They're looking for you at Polar Service Center. Parts counter specialist, both Kildare and Williston locations. And Williston needs registered tank inspectors, too. 701-495-3592. They'll train you, too, at the Polar Service Center. Call Gary Myers. He's the regional GM at 701-495-3592. You're going right to the boss, so that's a great way to go. All right, more of our conversations with ranchers in St. Anthony, North Dakota, impacted by the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. That really is heartbreaking to hear. Here's more of the conversations. Listen.
Yesterday, I lived down by Fort Rice, by the boat dock, and we had probably 20, 30 horses came down there blocking off the damn roads. So I was going to go down the highway. I had to go into the town of Fort Rice. Well, I just drove right through them. I'm tired of it. When we have this every day. There's cars come down there, out-of-state license. They sit there, take pictures where we live. I mean, that's terrorizing. And I'm tired of it.
Yeah, but by the way, is that, Sheriff, is the definition of terrorizing what he just described?
Well, it's that in stalking also, as if they're coming over on certain locations and just sitting there and taking pictures of residences, and basically they're making people feel uncomfortable and intimidating, that's terrorizing.
And if you find that person, get them in, obviously charged and jailed. Is it in and out with the bail again? Are there any ways to, keep these people in jail?
Well, there's different types of, depending on what the charges are, from the terrorizing to stalking. Terrorizing can be a felony. So it all depends on what happens. But when these incidences occur, we just got to make sure that we get the call so we can respond to them.
Yeah, I think you're right to call it terrorizing. Somebody else wanted to say something here. Was it you?
I had an incident when they had that paddle canoeing down the Missouri River. I'm down by the boat dock, too. And there was a bunch of them. We took our side-by-side, and we thought, well, we'll go see how the paddling is. Well, most of them were down by the boat dock, but there was a few up on top of the hill. And we drove, and we were going back. In the meantime, my friend got a phone call, so we stopped. He wanted to talk. And all of a sudden, they were, like they do. And the one guy yelled at hey, I hear you're talking about guns. We have guns. I said, but I use them for shooting deer and other things. And he said, well, what do you got in your hand? I said, I got a camera. He said, well, why don't you go take a picture of me and show it to the feds? I said, you know what? I'm a half-breed myself, but F you, and we drove off.
Sheriff, I think you have a new deputy here. Yeah, so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. How many people here feel like that? By show of applause. Clap your hands if you feel like that. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to know, do they have the right veterinary things to bring these horses in here? You need medical? Yeah, do they have the right... Yeah, right. Brand releases and that.
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Is that obviously you've got a lot of concerns, but is that one of them on the list, Sheriff?
Yep. Yep. I'll answer real quick, and yes, we are following up on it, and we have all the information out to the law enforcement on what these individuals need with out-of-state horses, what they have to have with them, their health certificates, and that type of thing, ownership. Brand releases and that type of thing. So we have all that information out to the officers.
The governor yesterday told us that at one point 90% of the plates in the camp were out-of-state plates. Is that still an accurate number?
That's correct. The same thing is that we've had, 123 arrests, and over 100 of them have been from out-of-state.
Yeah, so same thing. Who else wanted to talk about the vets?
veterinary side?
Well, depending where the animals are originate from, it makes a difference of what kind of paperwork requirements. So health, they have to follow North Dakota's laws in terms of brand ownership. It depends, again, the state of origin. If they're coming from a non-brand area, then they can enter the state, but they cannot leave the state without having an inspection done.
All right. And, of course, they're using those horses to terrorize. I mean, there's been some, at least two incidents, right, any more than that, Sheriff, where they've used the horses in a manner to take on law enforcement?
Yeah, there's two incidents with law enforcement, and there's several other reports that, you know, horses going onto private land, onto, you know, going into pastures and just, you know, taking the horses where they think that any place they want to go, and that's something you can't do.
I haven't had any encounters like probably a lot of people had here. I live along the, I'm kind of live a little ways off from the pipeline and stuff. But there's been a protest on my property, and it's just tough to go about your business every day with all the traffic and stuff. And I'm sure glad to see the law enforcement out there now. That sure helped with things. It's something else we have to deal with, but I'm glad to see them now. I wish we could have seen that happen maybe a month ago. Some of the things probably wouldn't have happened that happened so far. And I guess I'm just kind of fortunate. We live a little bit, you know, away from things that we haven't had the encounters. So.
You haven't personally, yet you've had people on your property that yes. do not have permission to be there, that are trespassing, that are not only just sort of, you know, it isn't like somebody trying to find a pheasant. It's somebody that's deciding they're using your land to talk about something that they believe in. When that happens, what do you go out there or do you let somebody know? Or how does it make you feel?
Well, the one day it happened, I actually wasn't home. The other day, the other time it happened, I just accidentally run across it, and we just watched from a distance, I guess, and that's kind of what we're supposed to do, I suppose, but yeah.
I want to give the sheriff a chance to address this, because I've heard a lot of people say one of the biggest mistakes in all this was not just nipping it in the bud very early on. That if it had been taken more seriously, and that didn't necessarily get put at your feet, more so the governor, the federal officials realizing what was happening here quicker before this thing was just allowed to balloon. This gentleman just talked about, hey, it's better now because we see the patrols, we know they're out there, but we didn't have that. Wish we'd had that sooner. What do you say about that?
Well, that's very true. From the very beginning of this, from my first contact that I've had with the protesters and our first visits, I knew what the intentions were and how this was gonna go in the long run. But there's certain, hurdles we got to cover first, and that's the financial part of it, to be able to have the manpower and the resources and the funding to get where we need to be. And in this area, we're not set up for protests or have this type of activity, so it takes a little bit of adjustment to get everything to where we need.
Anybody in this group had a problem with getting kids to school? I heard stories about buses not being able to get in the yard, needing a police escort. I've heard stories about masked men stopping people on the way in.
Pick that up when we come back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. He does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On What's on Your Mind? Mine. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell's here as well. Special edition of the program today. Last week, we sat down with area farmers and ranchers from St. Anthony that have been impacted by the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. The sheriff of Morton County, Kyle Kirkmeyer, also joined us. And we just let people tell us what was on their minds, what their concerns were about all this, and also gave them a chance to ask the sheriff questions. You can hear they're doing that as well. This will be aired in its entirety tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. We're giving you a lot of excerpts today. Doug Goring is going to join us a little later on in the program, North Dakota Ag Commissioner, specifically related to what's happening with farmers and ranchers and what can be done about it, because this is just one of many areas of life that's disrupted for North Dakotans because of the lawlessness that continues now in just about day 70, I guess, by my math. So question that I posed had to do with encounters with protesters, masked individuals, terrorizers, disrupting what the kids, getting kids to school. We heard stories about school buses needing escorts and people being stopped, and so we asked about that, and here's some answers. Roll it. Anybody in this group had a problem with getting kids to school? I heard stories about, buses not being able to get in the yard, needing a police escort. I've heard stories about masked men stopping people on the way in, saying, no, you can't go this way, it's closed, taking kids into school.
When this first started, three patrol officers had to escort the school bus from St. Anthony to my house, and then, of course, it goes on from there to Flasher. After they left my house and headed west, then the patrolmen let them go, but that's when it all kind of settled in with me, what's really going on here. I mean, I don't know what it would take for these yahoos to take hostage of all our kids on a bus. I mean, I don't hunt. I've never really had a lot of guns before. I'll tell you what I do now. And I've had neighbors ask me if I'd come help them if they needed help, and I never really had the firepower to go help them, but I damn sure do now. So.
How old are your kids?
11, 9, and 7.
And how are they reacting to this?
That's kind of funny. Last week, my boys get off the bus, and they come running up to me. Dad, you got to see this here. They had their Kindles with on the bus, and there was a place they had to drive through all the protesters to drop some kids off. And, of course, all the kids on the bus with their electronic devices were recording everything. And they had their windows open, and And pretty soon all the kids started chanting, Trump, 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 which I thought was pretty awesome. So I thought about sending that to Donald and see what he thought about that.
We better get him to St. Anthony to talk about the rule of law being returned again. Well, the kids in that case took it lightly, but I imagine when buses are being diverted and your kids are on it, it isn't easy for mom or dad. What's your thoughts about what the kids are going through?
Well, mine are a little bit. I have a couple of them that are a little bit older than his, but... Yeah, mine weren't able to go to school one day. We had gotten a call. And, that's, I guess, when reality sets in. We don't have any of the pipeline coming across our land, but we still see the effects with the horseback riding stuff coming past our mailbox. I had almost gotten ran off the road by... Oh, big convoy of them, about 30, 40 cars. I just kind of kept on driving, but they didn't care. And tried pushing me off the road and things like that. But you just keep on driving.
Do you feel safe?
With all my boys, yeah, and my husband. But a little bit you don't.
Yeah, tough to do. And did your kids... When that first incident happened, would they come back and express concern? I mean, would you talking to them about all this? What do they say?
Yeah, I don't think they know. The younger two probably don't know much what's going on, but the older one does. And I just reaffirmed her that I would, if anything worse came to worse, that they had to take care of them. So
Dad will protect them.
They've been... same as everybody else's, maybe a few more. I am very vocal about it, and when I'm around them, if they have something to say, I say it. I've been run off the road a couple times, picture taken a lot, including yesterday.
What'd you do yesterday that prompted that?
I just, when I see them around where they shouldn't be, I drive around, and one of them said, well, what are you doing here? I said, well, I live here. What are you doing here? He said, well, we have a right to be here. Why aren't you fighting for us? And so we got into a discussion. It was real pleasant. And by the time when we got done, he said, well, I'm taking a picture, license plate, which over the last couple weeks I've learned, and I took license plates off my pickup and got a temporary tag. So he didn't get a picture of my license plate, so he took a picture of me, which I just smiled and waved. But that's just about typical, yeah. They're just about typical. Every day, the traffic is insane, up and down 1806. There's times where, and it isn't, we haven't seen the convoys, like when they would drive up to the Capitol and there'd be 100 or 200 vehicles all in a row. People, like 6-8 people in the back of every pickup. Last weekend, we had horses coming by. For about 4 hours, 2 and 3 at a time, they block the bridge off whenever they decide they want to cross. And it's really interesting over there that they really feel that they are entitled to do whatever they want. And their beliefs should be pushed on wherever they're at. I think it really does boil down to what they're taught. And when they go to these schools... Everything has become so politically correct that everybody feels that they're entitled to their own opinion, and if you don't like it, then you're against them, and they can backlash however they like.
You know, this deal with the photographs, again, I defining terrorism is your lane, Sheriff, not mine, but, I mean, if they're in yards taking pictures... And I've heard this about law enforcement, that law enforcement members have had protesters go to their homes and take pictures of their homes. And that law enforcement will, you know, need to go around the block 3 times before they actually park their vehicle in the garage. So, you know, these guys are going through some of the same things. But on the photographs, is that terrorizing?
Well, it all depends on how they're doing it. But if they're stopping you doing from something that you can legally do, that is, you know. So a lot of them, you know, from the other stories and reports that we've had, that individuals, farmers and ranchers have been stopped out on, you know, on the county roads, and either, you know, with a couple vehicles behind them, and then individuals just sit there and stare at them with masks on and stuff. Yeah, that's not the way we do things around here, and that's terrorizing. amazing.
And the mask itself, I mean, why else would I wear a mask unless I don't want you to know who I am? I mean, is that legal to do?
Right now it is, but we'll be pushing the legislature to change that law in the upcoming session.
Yeah, let's be first in America for that one, right? Because if in the course of quote unquote protesting, you're wearing a mask, then you're making law enforcement's job more difficult. Correct.
Correct. And there are other states that have laws if you're actively partaking in protests that you can't wear masks, you can't cover your face, and that type of things. And that's what we're going to pursue.
But what would they be doing with his license plate number? What's that all about?
Yeah, it's intimidation. They just want to, you know, think that anything they can do, get a picture of you, get a picture of the house, of that type of thing, and use it to intimidate people because they want to get everybody to believe what they believe in, and that is not the case.
One thing I noticed at the camp, I was out with highway patrol members, and so we were obviously attracting some attention because we were in a couple of highway patrol vehicles, so you'd expect that. But there seemed to be people at different checkpoints with radios that were both taking pictures and on radio. How well organized are they?
Well, I think as far as the protesters, they're professional protesters. They're paid, you know, they're paid to be here, and they are organized in what they're doing. But the whole point goes back to whether you're for the pipeline or against the pipeline, it doesn't make the difference. The difference is the rule of law in what people. So even if most individuals down here don't want the pipeline, that's still not the case. You know, we just got to go through this and follow the rule of law and respect everybody else's First Amendment rights. Just because one individual has a First Amendment right doesn't take away someone else's.
All right. Any questions for the sheriff? I'm going to come back on this side and get your stories as well. But if you have questions, I'll take those too.
I have a question. I heard something yesterday that troubles me greatly. I was told by a neighbor that the Mandan Rural Fire Department will not respond to a fire call until they get confirmation from a deputy that there is a fire at that location. Is that true?
Yeah, as far as any fire calls, we have enough people in the area is that the fire department will still respond, but we send deputies up ahead to make to verify it. It's not like they wait at the station or anything. They are coming. And, they're not waiting at the station. And they are coming, but we make sure we know their location and where they're going to, and we verify what's going on.
Is that because, you know, the protest activity, or they could be plotting just get the fire department here when they don't need to be, or what would be the reason for that being different than normal?
Well, correct. We've had some false calls, in the past months, so we just want to make sure that things are verified before we send a lot of emergency responders to those areas.
Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer, who is taking questions at a special town hall we held last week in St. Anthony, North Dakota, near the protest sites, near the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline, and near where these people call home. Interesting times. Let me get a call in here, and we got a few more segments left, but I got a little time before this one ends to get Tim and Edgley in. Tim, what's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call, and this has probably been answered, and I have a couple questions. It's probably both been answered many, many times, but why would a pipeline company put a pipeline next to an Indian reservation when there's a history in recent years here with these tribes, every time, somebody wants to do something on their reservations or, you know, near their reservations, they cause all kinds of problems for businesses and this type of activity, these pipelines and things like this. And then another thing, why didn't this Indian tribe show up at, you know, I'm sure there were dozens and dozens of meetings and hearings involving the routing of this pipeline and you know, questions and answers.
So a good question on number two, and nobody's answered that adequately. On number one, I don't know how close is too close, right? It's not, I mean, everywhere this is going, they have an easement. They have a deal with a landowner to put the pipeline there. There's another pipeline very close, the Northern Border Pipeline, in that same corridor. That one wasn't a problem. So, I don't know. About the rule of law.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day at all of their locations, like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4. All day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on whiter oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey's standard candy bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch family pack of chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl and Scott Hennon discussing cardiac arrests and the need for CPR and AED training.
Where do these happen most often?
Typically at home, about 88%, 12 to 13% of the time at your work, which most of the time you're learning CPR through your job. But I really am passionate to tell people what you're learning today is more than likely going to be used to save someone you know or familiar with than it is someone at your office.
Senator, earlier, a lot of workplaces do this. People are doing this in the workplace for their employees.
Absolutely. And I love that because it really shows that they're invested in their employees and want to make sure that they're safe.
To train on CPR and AEDs, visit www.ndsc.org and click on the training registration icon or call 701-223-6372 for a private training quote. That's 223-6372.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's on your mind? Well, you're finding out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers around St. Anthony, North Dakota. Terrorized. I don't use that word lightly. You tell me if it's any different. You heard the sheriff confirm it. Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer of the Morton County Sheriff's Department taking questions from these ranchers with us today on a special edition of What's on Your Mind. This will air unedited from 7 until 9 tonight on 550 at KFIRE. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. We have the best deal ever for you, the four-pack special, $99.98. That's four pillows, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. that cost you less than $100 and save you $180. Oh, my gosh. And it comes with a 10-year warranty that won't go flat, 60-night money-back guarantee, so you can sleep on it for 59 nights and make sure it's just perfect for you. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. More of our conversation now with the farmers and ranchers of in and around the St. Anthony area on this ongoing nightmare that is the illegal protest related to the Dakota Access Pipeline. Here's the latest.
Really disappointing the Corps, but it's not really a disappointment because we don't expect much from them anyhow. One of my landlords has got property down by Fort Rice, and he got a letter from the Corps of Engineers that when he was mowing his property, they noticed that he was mowing past his boundary. They measured. He mowed 42 inches onto Corps ground and got a letter saying he's supposed to cease and desist. So he called in for more information. They told him if he doesn't stop, they will charge him with criminal trespassing for mowing 42 inches off of his property onto theirs. There's another incident that I talked with a gentleman on the east side of the river that leases Corps ground. He pays them so much an acre to run his cows on there. He got fined $1,100 last year because his hired man put a salt block on Corps ground for his cattle. $1,100 for one salt block, but yet they're letting thousands of people camp on it.
Yeah, there's definitely a double standard going on. You're aware of that.
I am.
Can we do anything about it?
Right now, we've been talking to, you know, obviously to people in the federal government, Corps people, trying to come to a conclusion. And I agree, for law enforcement, for them to try to come to us and after this is over, to take enforcement on individuals on Corps land is going to be pretty hard pressed.
All right, Doug, one last comment, then I'm going to wrap this up. If anybody has other comments they want to share, we can do that after, but right now, one last comment.
The last comment I'd like to make for your radio show here is our frustration and our show of support or our frustration towards the protesters certainly does not show support for Dakota Access Pipeline Company. Those people, as a corporation, treated the landowners that they bought the easement from like crap. And I've been exposed to those people. It was 2 years in July. And I rank those people on the bottom of the bucket right with the protesters. On the other hand, the people who work the line, the hardworking people who work the line, and I had a...
Many of them sitting in hotel rooms waiting for this mess to be done.
Correct, but I took a television reporter out on the line yesterday, and we drove about 4 miles of pipeline access. There was not one pop bottle, one can, one piece of paper laying loose on 4 miles of prairie. And that is the class that these people are. And they're really being hurt, too. We're hurt. Those people are being hurt. And it's, you know, we got two bad players there. I'm sorry. I can't praise Dakota Access, and I won't praise the protesters.
Doug Hilly and Wes Klein, along with Darrell Lease from the Farm Bureau, our thanks to you for rounding up some folks to chat with us here a little bit today. Sheriff, anything you want to tell the folks?
Well, you know, through this whole thing, the number one priority is the public safety of everybody, and that includes all the people in Morton County to make sure that the protesters are not hurt doing their lawful protest, but also the law enforcement. We just want to make sure that everybody gets through this in a safe manner.
And I don't get the sense that the people you heard from today feel real safe, unfortunately.
Correct.
So and I know that more is being done. Everybody obviously seems gratified that they know the presence is there. They know you're doing everything you can, but it's still a three alarm fire here, isn't it?
It is, and you know, and every day as we go through this, we monitor what's going on, and we want to stay ahead of the situation so public safety remains number one.
All right. Would you join me in thanking Sheriff Kirkmeyer for doing this today? We appreciate him taking the time to hear everybody, and to thank all of you for sharing your stories with us, and know that the rest of North Dakota hears you loud and clear, and we'll continue to be your voice any way we can to get through this challenging time. Thank you all very much.
And by the way, we have some more excerpts. This continued after we ended the quote-unquote town hall, well into the next 90 minutes or so with folks sharing different comments, and we have more of them coming up here in just a little bit. Gabe in Fargo has a comment. Go ahead, Gabe. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, one of the things that I'm just wondering about is there's been a whole bunch of brouhaha on Facebook or social media about this reporter Amy Goodman having been arrested and being charged with a crime. And I'm just wondering what you might know about that situation, or if, you know, if you want to look into it and see if there's, you know.
Yeah, there's not a lot to look into. She, you know, was breaking the law. So she was charged. And today she turned herself in and have brought in Winona LaDuke and other activists, and made a big production out of it. Did a television show outside of the Morton County Courthouse today. That's what professional activists do. By the way, Amy Goodman works for Democracy Now!, funded by George Soros. So that's what we're up against here. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.